Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 5th. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,100 head to be sold, 2,600 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 10,600 weaned calves. If you like details about when a lot may sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 1-800-422-2117.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, cash cattle interest remains sluggish in all areas of cattle country this morning. Although asking prices are still hard to pin down, cattle appear to be priced around $110 on a live basis. With lack of bids early in the week and potentially delayed until later in the week, it may be sometime tomorrow, even Friday, before active trade develops. Feeders still have not seen any cash market support developing from last week's futures market rally, but the hope that firming box beef values yesterday will stimulate positive price levels and could add momentum to live and dressed cattle trade. Now, trade in the hog futures desperately trying to find any sense of market support as traders continue to test support levels in nearby contracts, but limited gains in deferred contracts indicate that potential support may be just around the corner. Despite the higher close in all but spot month December contracts yesterday, the triple-digit loss in pork cutout values continues to add underlying pressure to the complex. Selling pressure in Chicago and Minneapolis while Kansas City sees small gains this morning. Winter wheat contracts managed to hold on to gains by the close yesterday, but Minneapolis did close lower. There has been lots of focus on China this week with regard to wheat, as China auctions wheat from state reserves to meet rising food demand. In addition, the trade dispute between China and Australia appears to be intensifying, which could hold big implications for wheat demand. Light gains in the corn market overnight as the evening session's 4-cent range still managed to remain inside yesterday's trade. Most market participants remain locked into election coverage, attempting to extrapolate results based on how various financial markets are performing. There hasn't been much change in the narrative this week as harvest wraps up around the Midwest. Yield reports seem to be as expected to slightly under, and demand remains mostly solid. Mostly firmer trade overnight with soybeans and meal higher, while soybean oil sees very quiet losses this morning. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, on our livestock futures, December live cattle down 72, 107.82. February down 22 at 110.30. November feeder cattle down 85, 136.12. January down 87, 133.17. December hogs down 55 cents, 65.40. Kansas City wheat, December up 4 cents, 5.57. The March up 4 and a quarter yesterday, 5.62 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up up a half at 6.08. March was up 2 cents at 6.10. December corn up 3 and a half, 4.01. March up 4 and a quarter, 4.06. January soybeans up 12 cents, 10.64 and a quarter. March was up 12 and a half cents, 10.57 and three quarters. December cotton up 151, 70.24. And March up 148, 71.20.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.